Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 31st of May. Yes, it's the last day of the month, 2021. Here comes the best technology news that's happened over the weekend, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Well, it looks like a few documents have leaked out from the Arizona lawsuit with Google. And in those documents, it made it look pretty clear that Google, they wanted to make it very hard to find those privacy settings in Android. Yes, it actually shows that company executives and even engineers were completely aware that it made it very difficult for smartphone users to keep location information private. Now, in this documents, and plus we've kind of already known this anyways, Google collected location data even after users had turned off location sharing. And following this, in those documents, Google actually pressured phone manufacturers to keep those privacy settings hidden. Now, like I said, all part of this lawsuit going down in Arizona and the U.S., alleging that Google illegally tracked Android users' location without their consent. Now, Google didn't actually have a statement regarding this, saying, "We've always built in privacy features into our products and provided robust controls for location data." Looks like the paid podcast subscriptions on Apple Podcasts will have to wait for just a little bit longer. We all know that they actually wanted to release this feature this month. But from emails sent out, and according to what we've been hearing over at 9to5 Mac, the company is pushing back subscriptions release date to sometime in June. Apparently, they feel it's just not ready for prime time yet, and is not ready to deliver the best experience for creators as listeners as well. Now, on top of this, Apple is planning to release channels as well. That's the feature that will recommend groups of shows curated by creators with unique titles, descriptions, and even artwork. And from what we're hearing, this is one of those features that seems to be taking a little bit longer to iron out. So, even though iOS users are already ready, well, that is if they've updated to iOS 14.6 for those paid podcast subscriptions, the actual service is going to take just a little bit longer to roll out. Well, this has kind of been a back-and-forth story for a little while now with WhatsApp, privacy features, privacy policy, what they're going to limit and what they're not going to. Well, the latest saga is now that WhatsApp won't limit accounts, that if you didn't opt in, features would slowly start disappearing and going away, and slowly it would be pretty much worthless to you. This was all supposed to start on May 15th. WhatsApp said it has no plans for the reminders to become persistent, so it seems like maybe you'll get that pop-up occasionally, but not much of an inconvenience like we once thought. And of course, without getting the pop-up so much, meaning you won't have to proceed with what you don't really want to do in the first place. Now, there's no guarantee that it's going to continue like this. Eventually, users might have to give in if they want to continue using WhatsApp. There's been no official word yet from Facebook of, shall we say, how long this grace period will last. And finally, know somebody out there that snores? Well, Fitbit is definitely on your side if you do know somebody that's a heavy snorer, because they soon may be adding snoring and noise detection to its devices. The latest version of the Fitbit app in the Google Play Store now has a feature that allows Fitbit's microphone, that is if your device has a microphone, of course, to actually listen to ambient noises, including, yes, snoring. The feature is actually called Snore and Noise Detect, and tries to actually find snore-specific sounds. So, what happens when the Fitbit says, hey, you're snoring? Well, from what we can tell, we don't really know yet. If you're wearing it on your wrist, I don't know if it gives you a little... One thing we do know, all it will do is pick up snoring noises, meaning it could be you, or it could be your better half. Another thing we know too, if you do decide to use this feature, best to leave the Fitbit plugged in. Apparently the feature will use up to 40% more battery life. Yep, so get ready to do a lot of extra charging if you're gonna be doing a little extra snoring. Have you got a story no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website located at britishtechnetwork.com. Subscribe to the news show over there and check out the other BTN podcasts as well. Also, find us on our Facebook page, British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join our community today at our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The news show, back at your way for your Tuesday edition tomorrow. We'll get you caught up on the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have a fantastic Monday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.